I think we've shot our wad. We might as well just forget it and go. We got to quit talking ahead of time, although some of that we can't put go live with. It's time once again for Male Encounters of the Life Kind, and we are broadcasting live. We are alive. We record live at Traeger's Bar, and they got a new thing on the menu I got to have at the doghouse right outside here. So.
Yeah. What was it?
I don't remember what it was called.
But something. It's basically a Thanksgiving dinner.
Kind of. On
in a
roll.
Sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly.
Yeah. It was the wet something, moist something.
Yeah.
And I don't get the call into like Monica from Friends. There must be something there.
It is. It's called. They're serving up the Monica Geller's Moist Maker sandwich.
The Moist Maker.
Yeah. Starting today, which is it's the 10th of November, in honor of Friends Trivia. So they're having Friends Trivia tonight. And they moved the trivia to Wednesdays to Thursdays.
Right.
Because they have Singo on Wednesdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to come do that.
I know. I've been
wanting to. You don't sing, though, do you?
No. No, and you don't have to sing.
I don't either, but hell.
You don't have to sing. So it's kind of like music trivia. They play music, I think.
So you don't have to sing. You just got to guess the song.
Yeah, you got to figure out. Who sang what?
And
it's done in a bingo format.
Right, I was going to say it's
so
like bingo.
So if you get the answer right, then you get that block on your bingo
and it's,
square.
Instead of bingo, it's singo.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come try it for sure.
They've been doing that at the lodge for a little while now.
Singo?
Yeah.
Really?
And so I like that. It's bringing younger people into the lodge.
Oh, sure.
You know? And it's super loud, apparently.
Yeah,
it's like really rowdy.
Well, that's what Scott was telling us that before. And he also said, because they've got, what did I say they're having tonight? It's the, their music, their trivia.
Trivia.
And it's Friends tonight. Friends trivia. Yeah. Were you
a
Friends fan?
I'm so bad at those. I have watched Friends.
Seen every episode.
From beginning to end. I didn't watch it when it was on. So I wasn't caught up in. I don't ever do like network television, and so you know the big shows and they're on network television. I've never really done that because I don't like the scheduling of it. I'm like, no. What if I want to do something else on the damn time that show's supposed to be on?
Then you get a VCR.
Right.
Back in the day,
that's a pain.
Yeah, I even had a Beta. Remember Betas?
Yeah, I had a beta. Yeah, there was the battle between VHS and Beta.
Yeah.
And VHS one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's much better quality. Well, I don't know if that was it. I'm not sure what the deal was with it, but I'm pretty sure it was better quality. And you could get more on a tape than you could on the Beta, I think.
I don't remember.
But it's usually, had both machines.
Right. It's usually weird circumstances that determine who the winner is, and it's not always the best technology, but I remember us waiting until that battle was won before we ended up getting a VCR.
Yeah.
And it was a VCR that was kind of like the size of a large microwave.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that thing was huge.
Yeah. And then it went to compact disc.
Yeah, we never got one of those, but when I was a kid,
I still have one.
The super rich people, they had them. But they were like the big discs, the laser discs that were the size of a record.
Yeah, no, those I didn't have, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what ever happened to those.
Yeah, it's too big.
It's super big.
Yeah, it's all about compact now, you know.
Yeah.
Now everything fits on a little bit.
Yeah, that's why they were calling them laser discs, and that's why the other ones were compact discs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I get, I don't know, how many hours worth of recordings on this thing that's about half an inch by 3/8 inch.
At best, it's a tiny little chip.
Yeah, and I've lost them before, so I have my own little container that I put them in when I take them out.
Well, I mean, you put a dime down in the wrong place and you've lost your chip.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
you'll never see it again because you'll wipe it up and throw it in your change drawer.
Yeah.
then 20 years later, you're going through that damn thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've shot my wad now. Right. Oh, I did have something I wanted to talk about. Speaking of friends. I know you don't do a lot of Facebook, but you do some, right? Because I know you see stuff that I post on there as well. And you do our male encounters
Facebook page. I work on Facebook.
Okay, there we go.
I don't browse Facebook.
Okay, so, and on TikTok, it's there too. Jennifer Aniston is making this huge comeback of some sort. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to find out.
I love her, though.
But me too. Oh, she was modeling. Her hair is like super long, like down to her waist. And she was doing this modeling thing. There was all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, I'm going to post some pictures on our page, on our Male Encounters page, because, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like... Well, she looks better than she did back when she was on Friends. What is she, 50-something years old, 60
something,
years old?
Yeah.
She's aged a whole lot better than Monica has. We need to talk to Scott about doing a Jennifer drink and stuff.
You know, back when I was still watching a little bit of network television but not keeping up with the schedule of a show, sometimes I would land on, I think it was called the Actor Studio or something like that, where... it was done, the show was hosted on the stage in a theater.
Oh, wow.
Full of like acting students. And so the host of the show would bring on an actor and interview them and whatnot and go through like the craft of acting and all this kind of stuff. And the industry and the business and the whole bit. And so anyway, I watched one with Jennifer Aniston on there. And it's just amazing, man. She's just like super humble, super cool and grounded, highly intelligent.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt screwed up.
Right?
I mean, honestly.
There were a lot of people actually pissed off at Brad Pitt over the building.
I mean, I like Angelina Jolie, but I don't. No.
Yeah, I mean, I like
she's
the
no
roles.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I like the roles that she plays.
Yes.
I'm not sure that I like her as a person.
Well, I guess I don't know her basically as a person. But yeah, I did like the roles she played too. But I do follow, I did see her a lot on Ellen, Jennifer.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know, she's just, and of course, you know, Ellen's always getting them to do different stuff. And, you know, she's game for whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't care. You know, it's so sweet. Yeah. I mean, so the thing, there's a difference between being sweet and then being sweet and sincere.
Yeah.
You know, she is truly, she may be putting on a great show. She may be a hell of an actor. I don't know, but she seems to be.
Genuine to me.
Yeah, me too. You can tell.
I mean, I don't know her, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I've got her number.
But from what I can tell.
Yeah. Listen, I know that she listens to the show. So, Jennifer.
Right? Jennifer, you're listening.
Call
us anytime, sweetie. We'll put you on.
We certainly will. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was all that I think I just shot my wad there.
So, that's it? I'm going to wrap it up and.
Yeah. Yeah, let's wrap it up and go get something to eat. This would be the... I know that somebody wouldn't complain about the length of the show. I think I'd get bitched at for shows being too short. Have I said too much?
We're men. We're succinct.
Succinct.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? I'm not going
to
ask Siri because when I listen to these and I'm driving down the road and it comes on and you hear me say, "Hey Siri."
Yeah.
My radio shuts off and she comes on and like waits a pause. She's like, "Yes." So I'm sure I've screwed up a few people's phones by doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I will try not to do it again. Or do it at least, you know, I'll mute the microphone the next time.
I've showed Jerry the difference between text conversations. So she likes to write out a rough draft, divide it into chapters...
Of a
send
text?
Send it to an editor. Oh, God, yeah. It takes her forever to text something. It's so long. It's so full of unnecessary details. And then once the text is finally crafted in what she wants to send, then she's got to go back and pick out emojis that are appropriate
to match it,
for
yeah.
And so that takes an extra amount of time. I'm like, good Lord. So I show her like the epitome of the guy conversation.
Yes.
Where I have my regular dinners with Randy, and so just to make sure we're still on for that Thursday, I'll text dinner tonight and I'll get a thumbs up back.
That's it.
Or he'll do the same thing. Dinner tonight, thumbs up. And that's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Done. That conversation is over. Confirmed everything. Not, hey, Randy, I didn't have a chance to get with you earlier, but I'm getting with you now. I was just hoping that we're still going to be able to go to dinner tonight. Please let me know. If it's not okay, then that's still okay. We can probably go in a couple weeks, but or maybe we can even change it till next week. I don't know, but you let me know. I'll be here and waiting on you. If you're busy, I understand. Dude, just no, stop that.
Do you think that is innate with a woman or?
Yeah, not all women.
Yeah, be careful.
Because I do that and Julie's like, Julie, you don't want me to be technical because I will drive people insane with me being technical. I've done it before. So
this will teach her not to come to the
bathroom. something a guy told me a long time ago. I don't know if there's any basis in this, any research, any anything to it. But he was telling me, oh, it all comes from cavemen, dude. Like
having to write the message on the wall?
No, men had to go out and hunt. And when you're hunting, shut up.
That's true.
Or we're not going to get it.
Right. We're not eating tonight.
Yeah. You have to navigate. You have to use hand signals. You have to stalk and shut up and be quiet. And the women were then in charge of running the clan, the village, the whatever it
right.
is.
Where, putting food on the table.
Yeah, they had to coordinate with all of the rest of everybody there to make sure that everything was being done. And so they have a lot of words. They just naturally have more words that they need to expel
it down to the
during,
basic there.
Yeah, during the day, and we don't. We don't have that many words. Once we've said what we're going to say, we're done.
Okay. Well, on that note, I think we'll take
a break. All right, we'll see you next week.
Exactly what he said.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
We're here at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Here in Farmington, New Mexico.
Felicia Flores, you work with a lot of first-time home buyers. What do you suggest as the first step in buying a home?
I'm glad you asked that, Julie. The first step, I would suggest that you go see a lender, maybe even up to three, just to shop around and get the best rate that you can get.
What do you think is a good down payment to save up for?
As low as about 3.5%.
Interesting.
It could fluctuate from there.
And for more information, you can visit our website, goldendorffarmington.com.
Our phone number is 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take a different fragrance load, a percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. All of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable. It's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax. Grand Pacific, Russ with an E, because it's luxury.
I'm excited to announce a new sponsor and brand new business, Beautifully Blessed Boutique at 405 West Main Street in downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Located inside the Watermelon Seed, they have a huge selection of purses, satchels, and luggage of all shapes and sizes for both men and women. Jewelry, clothes, and a whole lot more. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is your invitation to stop by and peruse this huge inventory just in time for the gift-giving season.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
John there. So, November the 11th is the next. This one won't come out. I think we've got three or four more in the bank. So probably this one's not going to be out for a month from now. Maybe about the end of December is when this one's going to air. So wish everybody Happy New Year. Merry Christmas right now,
right.
Ken.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we are enough ahead. But
and Merry Christmas 2023, I
guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. It is going to be 2023. And, you know, here's the deal, too, is that this is really the only time of year that we're this far ahead.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm sorry that we're not more, what's the word I'm looking for? Time. But we don't really do anything around the holiday. I mean, we don't have a theme of any kind that
right.
some of my other shows do. So,
yeah.
We're just a couple of guys in the bar drinking. We don't give a shit.
This is evergreen, man.
That's right.
Never expires.
That's right. I do want to. Do you do the traditional Christmas? Do you have, like, do you put up a tree and all that and decorate? Or does Jerry do that?
When we have time, it's run this whole gamut of things. So yeah, we've always done the traditional Christmas. In later years, when I was a single guy, I had my little tiny like desktop tree, you know,
sure.
that I was on, and I'd always take that into the office because that's where I always spend my life is in the office. And so I would take it into the office wherever I was working and put it on my desk, and it was always a big hit. And that, and then, but when I was married to my last wife, she was a Christmas maniac. It was insane.
Yeah,
we put up 13 fully decorated
13
Christmas trees in the house.
Every room in the house?
Every year. Yeah. So I would show up to work and people were like, the wife made me put up the damn tree this weekend. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. I put 4 up today. I'm going to put another 4 up tomorrow.
Another 4?
Yeah. I have 13. There was 12 fake ones, and we'd always go get a real one. And so the real one went up as well. But they were fully themed out and decorated.
Oh, yeah.
And plus all the extra stuff, you know, the stuff for the walkways between the living room and the dining room and the kitchen or whatever, you got to have the stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so all the extra
the
stuff that went
those
along. One of them did go on the front porch. It was the least decorated of them all because it was on the porch and it was just a white. It was a fake white tree with blue lights on it.
Ooh,
it
pretty.
Looked super
That's what
cool.
my mother had.
Yeah, it looked like it was cold.
Yeah.
And so that was all it had on it was light. So that was the easiest one to put up. But 13 trees. When we were still in Virginia, the entire garage was Christmas decorations. That was the purpose of having the garage.
For just the decorations?
Yeah. And so then after that, I was kind of burnt out after we got divorced and I came back here. I was a little bit burnt out on decorations, so I kind of rebelled a little bit, but I was showing up and to my parents' house and going over there for Christmas and whatnot, and I actually learned tree decorating strategies from my ex.
Oh, from your ex.
And she was really talented with all that stuff. And so I started explaining this to Mom, like, dude, no, you got to do this. You got to do this. And so I would start helping do the Christmas tree. And
so you
then,
got right back in it.
And then I started dating Jerry, and she had this little tree, like a 2-foot tree, you know?
Right.
And she wasn't really doing it. I'm like, you gotta put the tree up. So I'd get up in the attic and drag the tree down for her, and we'd put it up. And once she got into it, then she's into it. But it was just getting into it.
Yeah.
And so we did that for a while, and again, burned out, too much stuff going on. So sometimes we get it done, and sometimes we just don't have the time. And we're never here for Christmas anyway, so.
Well, listen, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. But I suggest that you go to
the website.
Yeah, innerwestconcepts.com. And follow the link there and email us there. It's spelled INTERWEST concepts.com. And beautifully designed, which I wasn't going to tell you this on mic, but I'm fixing to throw you a loop because I want to change it up.
Okay.
I've got the logo, idea for the logo. I'm trying to put it together now. So I'm going to change the logo up a little bit. We're going to take the ink off of there because it's just not necessary.
Sure.
And just capitalize on the innerwestconcepts.com.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you need some of that stuff done, I know a guy who knows a guy.
You do.
I do.
Yeah, you know Travis.
Yeah, I do. Who knows
and
you?
And his friend.
And, you know, I kind of got reconnected with Travis through you, if I remember correctly. I don't know how I knew him to begin with from the original radio station when I was on Pirate. He came for donated stuff.
It might
stuff
have been, but he also mentioned your pies and stuff.
Oh, he may have had,
I
yes.
think he was buying those. Yeah. Dude, that dude is a shopper, man.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, if you ask him about where to find a deal on something, he knows.
Oh, I'll have to remember that.
He knows where to go and what the deal is.
I'm going to have to remember that.
Yeah.
I like him. I like Travis a lot. He's on the show. He's a cool dude.
I've known him since third grade.
Yeah. I'm not sure why he puts up with you, though. I don't.
It's mutual.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a mutual hate society.
Yeah, we both put up with each other. Yeah.
Well, all right. Christmas, New Year's. What are you doing anything for New Year? You have your own little group that have a big New Year's Eve party.
No, we really don't do a New Year's thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass. Because
it's for amateurs.
Yeah.
It's amateur night is what my boss used to say. Actually, the guy I'm working for right now told me this year's in the 90s, you know, because I worked for him then. He goes, I don't do New Year's. That's amateur night.
Yeah. Yeah, because we just do, you know, we just got through Thanksgiving. We do the Christmas parties.
Right.
And then we do Christmas. And then right after that is New Year's. And we're like, whatever.
That's enough. Enough's enough.
That's enough, man. I just want to sit in. So my New Year's activity is trying to convince Jerry to stay up till midnight.
I'm out at 9 o'clock too, Jerry. Yeah, it's all right.
So that she can usher in the new year. And she's like, whatever. But I'm always up after midnight, so it's just another night for me.
Doesn't matter to you.
Yeah. But that's my activity, is just the two of us hanging at the house going, no, you can't, no, don't go to bed yet. It's only 10.
That would get irritating. I'd leave your ass for that. Jerry, I'll go to bed with you at 10. In a heartbeat.
Yes. No, I'm stubborn. I'm stubborn. I'm not doing it.
You know, I have tried to stay up until... Oh, back to decorating the tree. I wanted to share my story.
Yeah.
So, I've been single for a few years, and then I bought a nice house. Actually, the house that I'm in is the same house. It was owned by friends of my family's.
Okay.
It was the same house that my senior cap and gown picture was taken in.
Yeah.
When I was in 1973.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it was kind of nice to have that home. I mean, you know, so the warm feelings are there.
Right.
But I went nuts with Christmas decorations, and just me, you know. You know, I've had girlfriends on and off, and that kind of, but not for Christmas stuff. So, but I got a big tree, and I even bought a train. I've always wanted this all my life.
Oh yes!
I got a Harry Potter train for underneath it.
No.
Yeah, it's that same train you see on the, you know.
Yeah.
On the,
yeah.
So I've got that, and then I'm taking a step further.
Yeah.
In the middle of the living room floor, it takes up the entire living room. You think about it, it's a house of boys, right? It's a race car set.
Electric, nice. Yes.
So we got the train. We got the race car set.
Do they still make those?
The train?
No, the race cars.
Oh, I don't know. The ones little, on the track.
You pull the trigger.
Yeah,
and all those are amazing.
You got had to know how to pull it. But it's huge. The thing's huge. And I still have it, you know.
Nice.
But since Hayden got older, my youngest got older, we don't, you know, I don't decorate for Christmas anymore. Unless my older kids and bringing my grandkids up, then I'm going to put up the tree, and I'll probably put up the train. And, you know, and I'm sure I'll end up, there's not enough room for all of us if I put that train course. Matter of fact, one year we took the dining room. I have a big dining room, kind of a formal dining room. We took it out completely and set that up in the dining room, got rid of the table. And so we all sat around.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we all sat around on the chairs with our plates and watched the cars where the kids miss. Now that's how you have a Christmas.
That's how you do it, right there.
All right, man. Yeah. Let's take a break and come back and talk some more.
Okay.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that.
Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, I'm Celeste. I'm from Prager's Bar across the street from the college here in Farmington. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our full menu at Prager'sBar.com.
I'm Nancy, also at Prager's Bar. We have trivia every Wednesday. We have different themes, lots of prizes, and we're about to start Singo every other Thursday.
We have the garage door now, and then we have our full food truck. Got a lot of good food in there.
At Prager's, my favorite drink to make here is an old-fashioned.
5170 College Boulevard, Suite 106. All right, guys, as always, here at Traeger's, it's pinkies down.
Thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happened in the Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She also has her own business, Ms. Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, a serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
My, now I know how Jerry feels. I think I got orgasm face. Just Jerry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, speaking of Jerry, she just walked in.
Yeah, just waltzed
in. It's either her or some amazingly cute woman that looks kind of like her.
But I noticed she's ignoring you.
I'm fine with either.
She doesn't want to talk on mic. For sure.
No. What? No, she
avoids
us.
You know, we have
us.
To figure some way to hide a microphone on me and let me just go over there.
I have my little wire dust ones.
Yeah, so sometime... Will she kill... Well, she can... she won't kill me, but yeah, you can...
Me either.
Yeah.
She loves me.
Well, then we could mock us both.
Both of us.
One on one side or one on the other, and we'll just talk.
Just act like the show's over, and we'll just go sit over there and chat with her.
You know what? That might be kind of fun.
It'd be an interview where the interviewee does not know they're being interviewed.
And then kind of like, you know, because those microphones, those are pretty specific about what they pick up. So, you know, I'd have to lean myself. What did you say?
Just lots of hugs.
Yeah.
Arm around the shoulders.
Right. Can I sit here and hug you? Yeah, it might be better if we just mic you. She'd start to think if I'm just going to sit there and hug her. I'm sure she'd start to go, what the hell?
No, she's all for it.
Yeah. Well, I know she doesn't mind hugs for sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know, my favorite part with her was that time that I did sit and chat with you guys that night. And she says to me, she goes, you know, you don't let Ken talk to him. And so, you know what I did? Have I told this story?
I don't remember.
So, you know, I go back and I'm listening to the shows and I'm like, bullshit.
What are you talking about?
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Right.
What do you mean?
That's why it's so funny to me. Seriously, David.
Well, I do know that, you know, I have a tendency to ramble, but I think it's pretty equal between the two.
It is.
Honestly, I mean, there are some times when you talk more, sometimes when I talk more, it just depends, you know.
But. Yeah. When something sparks a story out of me, that's when you'll get the most words out of me.
Yeah, don't spill your drink yet. It's too early.
It is too early.
I've noticed. Yeah. So I try to pick and choose when to spark those stories. Right.
We don't have time. I'm not going to say that.
Well, at least we have that rapport. You know, I have to tell you, though, that I'm getting a little jealous of the female encounters of the wife kind.
Why?
I'll give them a plug. Well, you know, they have their own resident mixologist.
Right.
And so
do we.
We do. Well, we have a whole bar.
Yeah.
But But some of the stuff, like last week, was like this coffee one. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Some of them, they're a little too sweet. I mean, I'll have one. The candy corn one was good.
Yeah.
But the one last week was a coffee. Oh my God, it was fantastic. It was nasty good, for sure.
You know, though, those mixed drinks, I guess it's good for that they're on a, I'm going to catch flack for this one, that they're on a female show with that, because they're super sweet. They're super sweet. I don't know. They're just not my thing. Right. Like, I'd rather have just a glass of whiskey.
Right.
That's it.
I know, and I do too.
Of stuff in it. But
the other one will give you
a
hangover.
They are fun to like try.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Sure, I'll take a sip. I'll take a taste, which is kind of misogynistically kind of like the women that are on the show. I'll take a taste, but I don't want to invest in that.
I'm not sure how to read that exactly. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just had a bunch of people arrive. We wanted to talk a little bit. We're almost done. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I'm sorry.
We were talking about mixed drinks from the girls' show.
From the girls' show. Yes. Yeah. They have their own mixologists, and we have our own bar.
Frou-frou mixed drinks.
Yeah. They're frou-frou, but not always.
Okay.
You know, they've had like a... I don't remember that... I can't remember now what she... She comes up with all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Some of them are like, you know, traditional, but... a Chilton.
You ever had a Chilton?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. It's a vodka kind of... Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a little sour. She makes it a little bit sweet. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Not sour, but tart, maybe? I don't know.
I used to do that a lot. I used to run around, like, grabbing up all the kitschy, weird drinks. And they're, like... Certain local places would have their own specialty drinks, you know, and
right,
and just do them, just to do them, just to say I did them.
I'm wondering how many signature drinks they have up there, because I've tried a couple of them. I'm not the candy corn one. I haven't tried theirs.
Yeah,
they're the Phelps ladies. She did her version of that.
Right.
And I'm sure it was it was good.
Yeah.
But oh my God, it was sweet.
Yeah.
But you know, the stuff about those kind of drinks, for me, is they make really pretty puke in the snow.
Exactly.
You know, they're just too sweet.
There is an upside.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's an upside to the downside.
Speaking of Christmas decorating, you drink the right drink, one of those mint... cream to mint drink. Yes. Throw it up in the snow.
Yeah, and then a red one, something, anything, cherry, whatever. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's just, we've gone off the freaking deep end.
And then vary your location once you run out in the front yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Decorate it up.
Well, Ken, I don't know what else to talk about, honestly. Have you got anything?
I have a million things to talk about.
Well, go ahead and plug what you're doing.
Probably 999,998 of those things are really boring.
Yes, yes. I've ridden with you.
Right? So maybe I don't talk about those things.
But talk about what you got going on, because you might be filled up by the time this actually goes to air.
My course?
Yeah, your course.
Yeah. By the time this goes. So I just launched it just before we recorded this. I just launched my course, which is, it's called the CEO's Workforce System. And basically what it is just training employers how to comprehensively manage their workforce. So, you know, creating a positive work environment, setting clear expectations, smart goals, a fair and balanced evaluation system and a system of rewards tied to that, and a system of corrective actions tied to that, a growth plan for employees, a proper onboarding program, job training, personal and professional development, and then a different way to go about hiring people. all kind of rolled into one system.
You know, yeah. I wish I'd had something like that when I was training people. Because, you know, as their boss, they, you can sit up there and talk forever.
Yeah.
But if they hear it a couple of different places, it kind of helps reinforce the points that you're trying to make.
Yeah.
Period. So I'm, yeah. I'm all for it. All right. So how can they find out about it? Just go to your webpage, Ken Collins Marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a video explaining it.
Oh, perfect. There. I'll have to watch the damn video.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of your stuff. I haven't even watched Rin and Mike. How do you know that I haven't?
I know. It's so bad that, like,
I know you don't listen to this either, so it's cool.
I finally caught up. Like, for a while, I was, I think, 6 to 8 weeks behind on listening to our own show. And So I finally caught up. So I'm caught up now.
I try to listen, and I have seen Rin and Mine ride. I thought it was cute. I thought we were I thought we were your most boring show of the year, but, you know, it was fun.
When you're there and you're doing it, because I've heard that so many times, they're like, did you get anything that you can use? I'm like, oh,
The first couple of times that we did, I felt like, yeah, oh, this is great.
Right.
But this, when we rode that day, I was like, man, this is junk. But it turned out, I mean, you edit well. You didn't make me look too stupid.
Yeah.
Always appreciate that crap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you got anything you want to add, you know, I have company at the table that,
right.
You know, I think they're afraid of a microphone. I know Jeff Boddy is extremely afraid of a microphone.
Is he?
He is probably, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I've known him since probably 1968.
Yeah.
He is probably the best guitar player in the Four Corners area.
Really?
I would even say this side of the Mississippi. This boy, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, you need to check him out. Breezin.
Maybe I need to get him to do my theme.
Yeah, he might
my
do
theme
it.
Song.
Yeah, he
yeah.
might do it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other lady sitting over here is another classmate of mine that used to actually run the Kate Center for the cooking classes over there.
Which
she invited me to go give lectures, which was kind of fun,
yeah.
too. Those kids were wonderful. We had a great time.
Very cool.
Yeah, I got friends in high places, man. Not this low places bullshit. My friends are in high places.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Any last words?
No. Stop complaining about putting up your one measly, stupid Christmas tree. Just do it.
Get it done.
Be happy about it.
You guys want to have a last word? I'll give you a last word, Jeff. You want to say, okay. They can't hear your head rattle.
No word. No word.
No words. Okay. Jeff's been on a couple of my wake-up call shows, too.
Nice.
Breezin has, for sure.
Right.
Always try to plug Breezin.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I know. I'm.
It's filling up. It's getting busy in here, dude.
Yeah. They're doing that...
Trivia night.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah, and it's Friends Trivia.
Yeah.
They have a theme every time they do trivia.
Right.
Trivia on Wednesday, and then Trivia on Thursday.
Single on Wednesday.
Yeah. And that's at Traeger's Bar where we record.
So come down, check it out.
Yeah, please do. Please do. All right, it's our cue because Jamie just walked in the door, so I guess.
Yes.
So, all right, man. If you don't have anything, I'm going to play us out of here.
All right.
Bye,
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.